Can you hear me?
Yes.
Unfortunately.
How dare, you know?
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and today, joining me in the Zoom room from a new house, Mr. Dave Festini. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Pat. Yes, I'm. You might hear a little bit of echo. It's because I'm in an empty basement. It's a work in progress, but yes, we have moved to the town over, one town over. I'm so officially old.
Did you move from dangerous to more dangerous?
I don't know why.
Or from, well, it's New Jersey.
This coming from a guy who escaped, what, wildfires, earthquakes, and crime. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to take shots at New Jersey?
Hey, man, I'm only going by what the statistics say.
What statistics?
You know.
I think we covered this one. I think we covered this on a Versus at one point, Pat. I think you actually brought up. You brought up numbers.
Yeah, the other guy's in Washington, D.C., where in any random morning he could wake up, go outside, and find all his tires gone.
That is
but
true.
You're taking shots in New Jersey.
I'm just asking if you're more safe in this town than you were, because you moved from Patterson to, what, Trenton?
Wow. Wow, you really have been doing your research, haven't you? No, I moved from Montville to Boonton.
Boonton.
Okay. Yes, B-O-O-N-T-O-N.
Did you say Poonton? You moved to Poontown.
Poontown.
All right.
Yes, I did.
Amen. Oh, okay.
God.
Now I don't even know what I was talking about. So Pilar and I were back in Los Angeles last week because she had to teach at NBC Studios. And like our second night there, we just get in bed around 10:30 and all of a sudden we just heard boom. Oh. And that's an earthquake, guys.
God, Lord.
Pilar looks at me and she goes, "What was that?" I go, I think that was an earthquake. And Pilar goes, "I hate it here."
I'm so glad we left.
But it's pouring down rain here in North Carolina right now, which is fine because, you know, we wouldn't get
that. You don't get a ton of rain out in where you are.
No, never, never. All right. With that, let me properly introduce Dave Schneier. Hello, Dave. How are you today?
I'm well, gentlemen. How are you guys?
All good. I appreciate you getting up at 9 a.m. Would you have been up anyway, or did you get up?
Yeah, I was up. We have a cat, and the cat, if the cat does not get fed by 5:30, between 5:30 and 6, like, it knocks stuff off the desk. It's just a mess, like a hot
mess. Wow.
So I was up. We could have done this at 6:30, and I would have been awake and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Did you ever think about getting one of those automatic feeders? You can set the timer and.
Yes. So she's a spoiled cat that she eats wet food. And I don't think you can really do that with wet food.
See, Pat went to automatic feeder. I was thinking, have you ever thought about getting another cat?
I thought you were going to go to, knowing Dave Festini, I thought he was going to say, did you ever think about getting rid of the cat?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
I was up and I've already been to a little shout out to the Booton Coffee Company.
Booton.
There it is.
Yeah.
Have you been to it before? Is this new for you?
Oh, yes. We've been there several times.
Okay.
We narrowly missed a Jonas brother or two once. Mm. And this is the place where I saw Saquon Barkley last year and and didn't get his autograph. So,
all right.
That sounds successful.
You should have just, do they write your name on the cup? There.
No.
All right.
Why?
Because you could have had like Saquon. Is that how you say it?
Oh.
On your
Saquon.
Cup?
I could have taken his cup.
How are you saying that? Is it stay calm?
No, it's sake. All right. I'm not biting. I'm not doing it.
So, and no more Starbucks then? That's your place? That's where you
No. There's three places on Main Street to choose from. And then we still have Starbucks and Dunkin'.
Wow. So if
lots of choices.
Too much.
Yeah. So man, if you're a criminal element, you could hit couple of coffee shops in a row.
Yep.
You know, take right out of the register and be on your
highest own. Highest crime rate right there in the coffee shop in Boonton.
Boonton.
All right. So here's what's going on today, folks. We have a three album versus bout, and it was chosen by one of our Patreon supporters named Kelly Cruz. And that's a man, Kelly Cruz. For the longest time, I you know, it was like, I'm Pat. I didn't know if Kelly, you know, if you don't hear someone talk, you don't know if they're a man or a woman. Kelly, you know, traditional spelling, K-E-L-L-Y. Kelly Cruz, I put all the people on the wheel and I spun it and Kelly won. So he got to pick this three album bout. And he recorded an intro to introduce the bout.
Oh.
Now, here's my dilemma right now. I don't know whether to play his intro first or to get your surprise of hearing the three songs first. You know, and then I'll play his intro after the three songs. I don't know what makes a better show. We're going to hear his intro either before the first three songs or after.
Yeah.
I personally think I would rather just have you guys, just the song start, and you guys give me your reaction like I always get from you. Dave Fassini says, fuck. And Schneier says, aha, because, you know, one of them is negative and one's positive. You decide. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to jump into the songs.
Okay.
And then, and I'm not going to give any, put it this way, this is going to be rough. This is going to be, and I mean rough in a good way.
Oh. All right.
Like, this isn't like I was afraid that Steve-O Dockerson would win and then would be hearing a Hob the Troll album against They Might Be Giants against some, you know, some Yo-Yo Ma.
Hob the Troll versus Hob the Troll. There's more than one. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, he has many albums. So, of course, that's a joke, Steve-O. And half joking. So here we go. We're going to ring the bell and we're going to hear the first song from the first band. Should I give you any hints?
No, I don't want any hints.
No hints.
All right, sounds good. Let me make sure the volume's up. And here we go. First song, round one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, Boston, More Than a Feeling. We've all heard that song.
Oh, have we?
Easy.
Oh, Lord.
Save it. All right.
Good God.
All right. You guys ready for who's coming in? I can't even say. I'm not even going to say because you'll know the song.
Okay.
I will tell you this. We first had a group and now we have a solo artist.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wow. Okay.
Oof.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again. I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling. You know just what I'm here for.
Bunny's going to say Thunder Road, but that's Bruce Springsteen, Thunder Road. And I heard some groans from the peanut gallery during that one. All right. Now, this next one, this is also a band, and they are from across the pond. And this might be more to Dave Festini's liking.
Okay.
Okay.
There we go. Oof.
Get to vocals on this. I believe the music speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys cool with that?
Indeed.
Yep. We're already over a minute in. All right. Now, I'm just going to tell you what the songs were for people that don't know. And then I'm going to let Kelly Cruz introduce this bout. And then we're going to chat about it. So the songs we just heard, More Than a Feeling from Boston, Thunder Road from Bruce Springsteen, and The Song Remains the Same from Led Zeppelin. What's funny with me and Led Zeppelin is even though I'm a gigantic fan, sometimes I don't know what the songs are called. I don't know the song titles of some of these. It's just
that's how fair. It
is for me. But that's The Song Remains the Same. And now,
well, and there's a reason. There's kind of a reason.
Oh, do you know? Okay.
I mean, they're not
enlighten us.
Led Zeppelin, you know, their song titles aren't necessarily like connected to any. A lot of times, aren't connected to like a big chorus or something. Like, you know, like it's not necessarily memorable.
That's
true.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
I don't think they ever say The Song Remains the Same in The Song Remains the Same.
Right. So I could have played the whole thing and never heard that.
Correct. Right. Yeah.
So without further ado, please welcome Mr. Kelly Cruz.
Hello, Pat, and greetings to your esteemed co-hosts, Dave Festini and Dave Schneier. When I submitted my trivia question, the only album I had in mind was Boston's debut album. What a juggernaut. We all know all the songs got radio play. It came out in August of 76, hit number 3 on the Billboard charts, has sold 17 million copies. The problem, what do you put up against it? So the only solution I came up with was two competitors to face this album. In August of 1975, Bruce Springsteen released Born to Run. It also hit number 3 on the Billboard charts and sold 7 million copies. But to help them out, four lads from England, Led Zeppelin released Houses of the Holy in March of 1973. It reached number 1 on the Billboard charts, sold 11 million copies, so maybe between them, they can beat Boston. But we'll see. And I promise not to be offended when each of you in turn totally bags on my favorite song from each album. Pat, thank you again for letting me participate in this.
All right. That's Kelly Cruz introducing Boston, Bruce Springsteen, Led Zeppelin. Let me give you those stats again. Boston peaked at number 3, sold 17 million copies, and was released on August 25th, 1976. It's their debut album. This is what I found fascinating. The year before that, Born to Run came out on the exact same date, August 25th, 1975. It was his third album, probably his make or break album, 7 million copies, and also peaked at number 3. Led Zeppelin, 11 million copies, number 1 in the U.S. It was their fifth album, and they were on quite a tear, released in March 28th, 1973. And with that, Dave Fistini gets the first word on the Odd Albums. So, Dave, We Had More Than a Feeling versus Thunder Road versus The Song Remains the Same.
I still can't get past the fact that he called us esteemed.
Yeah.
Co-hosts. It's really, typically, really it's like nice those two other jerk-offs that you do these shows with, and yeah. You know, yeah. I feel a little extra special.
He's respectful.
Yes.
Mr. Cruz.
So, you know, I like this matchup, and I like this matchup for a lot of reasons, but one thing that sticks out to me is the fact that while all three acts would be considered classic rock, they all have a different approach, whereas Boston has that more, as much as I hate to say it, they're kind of lumped into that corporate rock category. I think Bruce, I guess, would almost, you know, he varies between, you know, just straight ahead rock and more folksy stuff. And then you have Zeppelin, which is clearly just that straight ahead classic rock formula. Here's the thing with Boston. Love, I really like them. And then I subscribed to Sirius XM Radio.
Oh, boy.
And a day doesn't go by that they don't play either More Than a Feeling or Foreplay Long Time, or, you know, it's just, it's, you can't listen to any of the rock stations on Sirius for more than an hour without hearing Boston. And they just kill it for me. Hmm. I'm well documented on Springsteen. And Zeppelin is one of my favorite rock bands. Although in later years, when you read about how they basically just ripped off every R&B blues artist and didn't give them any credit, kind of took away from the whole mystique. But on this particular matchup, three strong songs. And it's not Boston's fault that Sirius plays them to death. So I think I got to go with More Than a Feeling.
All right.
Very good.
Let me put a mark there. You brought up Foreplay Long Time. If you say that in an Asian accent, it's very racist. So don't do that. Please don't do that. No. All right.
Now you've planted the seed.
Very diplomatic, Dave Fistini.
Thank you.
Technique. And let's move on to Dave Schneier. We got More Than a Feeling, Thunder Road, and The Song Remains the Same.
So yeah, this is a great matchup. Kudos to Kelly for picking this.
Yes.
Really nice. And I'm sorry if Boston was his pick out of the three, because it's not going to be my pick on this first one. I like More Than a Feeling a lot. We've covered this on so many Versus episodes of overplayed and blah, blah, blah. And it's not their fault. I'm fascinated by how the album was recorded. You know, the whole story behind it, I think, is really great. If it had just been Boston and Springsteen, I'd have taken Springsteen over it, because as much as Dave can't stand Bruce Springsteen, I think the Born to Run album is fantastic. Thunder Road is in my top five of Springsteen songs of all time. But as soon as that guitar and just everything kicks in on that Zeppelin song, it just... I will absolutely admit that I got a little bit of chills hearing that, because it's just such a great start to the song, and what a way to kick off the album too.
And by chills, do you mean erection?
I'm sitting down. You can't see, but you know.
Sorry.
You know.
It's early.
It became easy when I heard the intro. It's houses. It's Led Zeppelin. Song Remains the Same.
See, even he doesn't even know the name of the song.
I know. I don't know if I mentioned each of these albums has eight songs. I own all of these albums on vinyl. So.
Now, it was nice of Springsteen to save us with only eight songs.
Wow.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Here we go.
How
many times are we going to hear that? Okay.
Maybe a couple.
Seven more times.
Dave mentioned corporate rock and how Boston got lumped in with corporate rock. And then in their later career, they released an album called Corporate Rock. It's pretty bad. Boston did not sustain what they gave us with the first two albums. It was a difficult ride for Boston. So I'm glad that they sold this many albums on their debut so that they get some mailbox money from Sirius Satellite Radio. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Love More Than a Feeling. Love Song Remains the Same. But that Bruce Springsteen song just paints such a picture for me. I love Thunder Road, you know, when that girl comes out on the porch and the screen door and the wind and the dress, it just, I get a chill every time I hear that. So this is
a douche.
Stop it.
This round is a tie.
I love this. I love how this is going to go, man.
I wonder, I do think that we're going to have a knockout round or maybe two.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Pat, I have a question for you on the song Thunder Road. Do you like all versions of, like, the 1975, 85, which kicks off, isn't it just him on piano playing it? It's so good.
The that acoustic version with him just, well, whatever you call it, with him just on piano, it's... When I first heard that on the Triple Live set, I was like blown away because it's almost like a completely different song to me.
Absolutely.
But I love it. I love it.
Nice.
Three classic albums.
I didn't bother asking you, Dave, because I, you don't care.
Probably wise.
Yeah.
He would just say it was shite and then go rob a convenience store with his new buddies in Poontown. All right. I mean, I don't even know if I need to say the song title on these. I will for Zeppelin for sure. Okay, coming up round two, Boston's coming into the ring and they're bringing a little bit of peace of mind. Right, Rock and Peace, Bradley Delp, incredible singing voice, incredible.
Yes.
And I was lucky enough to see him on one of the reunion tours and just great. So Rock and Peace. All right, Bruce Springsteen's coming in and he's going to bring us a little bit of a 10th Avenue freeze out. In Peace, Clarence Clemons and Danny Federici or Federici. I don't know how to say it, but those two guys are no longer with us. So Rock and Peace to those members of the E Street Band. And before I forget, thank you, Kyle Hildreth, for always doing the artwork for the Versus episodes. I always want to give these guys credit, and sometimes I don't remember if I give them credit or not. So Kyle Hildreth, thank you. All right, Led Zeppelin's coming in to do battle with a 7-minute and 39-second track called The Rain Song. Here it is.
The sunlight in my growing, so little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low.
Right, that's The Rain Song. I can't even remember. Does that kick in? Does that pick up? Or is that how it stays the whole way through?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I'm going to jump ahead. Just
you
a
wanna,
little
bit. Yeah. Okay. Just,
it is the summer of my smile.
Maybe it has some interlude of rocking. But that's it. That's The Rain Song. And that's okay. Fine. Because when you listen to Houses of the Holy, you might listen to it as an album listening experience, but that's not what we do with these Versus episodes. So if you're listening for the first time right now, calm down, people. Calm down. Okay. Dave Schneier, it's an even round, so you have the first say.
I like Peace of Mind more than I like More Than a Feeling from Boston.
Okay.
We're not even talking or whatever. I just think it's a catchier tune. Call me a, I like the tambourine in it. I like it. Just the whatever.
You can and laugh. That's Laurie Partridge on tambourine.
Is that right? Laurie Partridge. Nice.
That's right.
Excellent. I like the tambourine.
I do. It's just, it's so and again, with production and everything, it's such a clean sounding rock song. It's just really nice. I like it a lot.
Great tambourine.
It's not going to get my vote. And neither is Led Zeppelin, because I'm not sitting on a white horse by a castle with hobbits running around. It's fine, but it's 7 minutes and again, if I'm listening to the whole album, yeah, it's great. It's great. But 10th Avenue Freeze Out is so good. You get a little bit 50s doo-wop kind of stuff going. And for as much as people either love or hate Bruce Springsteen for the way he sings or his lyrics, when you listen to the band on this song specifically, everything just fits so well together. Everybody sounds so good. It's an underrated classic from Springsteen, I think. So my vote is for Springsteen.
All right. There's one for Bruce and 10th Avenue Freeze Out, Dave Festini.
Peace of Mind is certainly, it's very catchy. Another Sirius XM staple.
You know, you can unsubscribe to Sirius XM. You don't have to have it in your car.
That's an excellent point. And I don't listen to it all that often. So
you can put on the all Red Hot Chili Pepper station.
Oh God. Or the Gaga channel or whatever the hell they just added. There's shades of China Road in there for me in Peace of Mind. There's right before you cut off or China Grove.
Yeah, Doobie Brothers. Yeah.
And then the Zeppelin song, again, yeah, it's very much like you said, Dave. If you're listening to the whole album, it's great, but I'm not adding the Rain Song to any of my playlists. Well, maybe like my sleeping playlist. So mark it down. Because this is where I choose Springsteen. As much as I hate on Bruce Springsteen, this is where I choose 10th Avenue. 10th Avenue Freeze Out is a banger. It's great. I remember hearing it on WMMR as a kid and living right outside of Philadelphia in crime-riddled Barrington, New Jersey. It's great. It's awesome. You're right. The band sounds great. Bruce sounds great. Great song. This is the Springsteen I like.
All right.
9:33 a.m.
Mark it down.
Sunday, March 16th.
2025.
Mark it.
Right. Excellent. Also in Poontown, I think they called that Doobie Brothers song Vagina Grove. I think.
Yeah.
I'm very mature.
Yeah.
The Rain song, again, yeah, that does not get added to your playlist.
No.
Never. Mm-mm. Peace of Mind is fantastic. And I agree with Schneier. I do like it better than More Than a Feeling. Not because of the tambourine, but because of other things.
It's all right. That's okay.
But
it does have an awesome tambourine.
Yeah, it does.
Sure. Okay.
And here's that knockout round, folks, because 10th Avenue Freeze Out all day long. I used to go to karaoke with my fellow coworkers at Trader Joe's Encino, California. And I never sang because even though I don't get embarrassed doing anything, singing I'm not comfortable with doing in front of it because I don't really sing. But I kept trying to think of a song that if I ever did karaoke, what it would be. And I believe it would be this one because I believe I could get through this one because you can kind of ape that teardrops on the city. You know, you can get through it. Scooter searching for his group. You can get through it. But yeah, it's a knockout round for Bruce Springsteen. So after two rounds, Bruce is at 4, Boston is at 1, and Led Zeppelin is at 1. But we know anything can change. So here we go, round 3. Now, this is the first time I've ever done this because I don't cue up the songs. We take it from the top. But this next Boston song is Mr. Miyagi's favorite, Foreplay Long Time.
Mr. Miyagi.
Why? So I've started it right when Foreplay ends, and then we get into Long Time because otherwise we won't hear. It's like 2 minutes and 25 seconds of Foreplay. Yep. And these aren't
a lot of foreplay.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of foreplay. Too much. It's way too much.
Too easy.
No, great joke. I didn't. Great joke. So, and again, on the albums and everything, this is listed as one track. They could have easily had this be a 9-track album. They could have separated this and it would have just gone into Long Time, but they chose to. So this is one track, Foreplay, Long Time. I've told this story many times. When I first heard this album in 1976, I was 12. My brother had the album. I didn't know what Foreplay was at 12. I just thought it meant, oh, this is the music that plays before the song Foreplay. So anyway, with that,
I don't know if that's the exact, if what you're implying is the only definition of the word. It's what they're implying, one would assume.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
You they're perv. Just
being, they're being a cheeky monkey. Perv, I was 12 years old.
Well, all right.
All right.
Pre-perv.
So here we go. Foreplay Long Time, round 3. Let's hear it. That's the end of Foreplay, girls. No, you're getting. Now it's going to be short time.
Great hand claps.
Oh my God. The hand claps might be better than the tambourine.
Maybe.
And just maybe, and that you know, we let's not talk about it yet. Let's not do it.
Sorry.
Don't talk.
I'll apologize. Got ahead of myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We're recording this in the morning, but Bruce Springsteen's talking about Night. Here we go. We learned a lesson from Bruce there, who's from New Jersey. When you leave, you got to lock up the house.
Yeah, you do.
Don't forget, sure, people.
Okay. Hey, listen, I installed my Simply Safe alarm system. It was one of the first things I did.
There you go.
Do you have one of those Ring? What are they called? Ring doorbells?
I don't have the door. I left the doorbell behind, but I do have a camera right at the front door.
All right, because you just want to monitor your.
But aren't you in? Correct me if I'm wrong. Are you in a closed community though? Are you in a gated type of community?
I mean, you don't have. There's no booth when you pull in. Okay. If that's okay. No.
All right. Gotcha.
But is there a gate though? Like you push a button and the gate opens and you drive in?
There's no gate.
All right.
There's no. I don't believe there's a plan for a gate.
Is there a moat? Is there a moat you have to cross?
Is still very much under construction. Okay. Is there a moat?
Do you live next to the Clampets? Because I do.
No. No, I don't.
I live to the pre-oil Clampets. Down here.
Better than the empty abandoned house you were next to. You know,
what a disaster that shit was. All right, so, but sunny every day. Love it. Okay. Round three for Led Zeppelin. They're coming in with Over the Hills and Far Away. Here we go. Over the Hills and Far Away. Round three is an odd round. Dave Festini is our odd man. So let's do it, Dave. What do you got for me?
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the Boston song. Long time. Because I think that's one that, while it does get played a lot, doesn't necessarily get played as much as the others. It's also just a great song. I was glad to see, you know, again, two tracks in a row where Springsteen found his balls, and I enjoyed it very much. But that Led Zeppelin song, man, that's a classic. That's a great, that is like the quintessential start out with the acoustic guitar, great riffs there, and then all of a sudden, bam, comes in. Everybody mimics that, you know, at least I do with the
we
air
all did
drums.
It. Yeah, we all did.
My vote's Zeppelin all the way there. That's one of my favorites.
I was actually mimicking that with three sticks, if you know what I mean. Saying.
Hey-o.
Hello, morning. Dave Schneier, what do you say?
Yeah, the other two songs can go Over the Hills Far Away because that Zeppelin song is so good. I owned it on cassette. I owned it on vinyl. I still have it on vinyl downstairs, but I think I probably wore out. There's lots of good songs on this, and I'm not jumping ahead to whatever songs come later, but this song in particular, I played over and over again. It's just, it's as perfect a song by Zeppelin as could be. It to Dave's point, when Bonham and John Paul Jones comes in, it just this crush of music comes on after the acoustics is so good.
I think somewhere in there, somebody's playing a rain stick.
You know what?
It sounds great.
Play your rain stick in a minute. That's what I'm going to do. My vote's for Zeppelin. Yes, the Springsteen song and the Boston song are really good. This is such a good matchup again, but it's easy on this one that it's Zeppelin all the way.
All right. Now, before I talk, I just want to let you know, my wife has just entered the kitchen to make coffee, and the Keurig coffee maker sounds like a jet plane to me right now. I don't know if you guys.
I hear nothing. I don't hear it.
Okay.
I don't know.
I got my own issues back here with heat and now, stuff. Yeah. So,
she also laughed at your rain stick joke. So please don't turn your dirty mouths off, please.
Don't encourage her. Come on now.
All right. So, foreplay, long time. Fantastic. Love it. Night has never been one of my favorites on Born to Run. It's probably at the bottom of the eight songs, close to the bottom. Over the Hills and Far Away is just a killer track. I mean,
yeah.
Bonham, you can just feel like he's sitting there. He's waiting to he's waiting to come in. And then he just explodes. And the whole thing is just amazing. And that gives us our second
knockout round.
So after three rounds, it's Led Zeppelin and Springsteen tied at four. And Boston just won.
Oof.
It's so early on. It's anyone's ball game.
All right.
And if we know anything about Boston, we know that they are 100% a rock and roll band. Here we go, round four. You like that?
Yeah, I like that. That was a nice segue.
Yeah.
Rock and roll band. Who's gonna enter the ring now? Who's Springsteen bringing in? Dun, dun, dun. Oh. Bruce is on the back streets, people.
Thank you. hitching rides to the outskirts of town, fading between our teeth, sleeping in that old abandoned beach house, getting wasted in the heat.
All right, Backstreets from Bruce, and now here comes Zeppelin. This song title cracks me up because Christy Stratton used to always say, what the hell does the crunge mean? And I don't know. I don't know, but here it is, the crunge. Again, I don't think they're going to say the crunge in the chorus. So with that,
or ever,
not even in general conversation.
Right.
With that, round four, Dave Schneier has the first word. Is it rock and roll band Backstreets or the crunge?
Well, it's not Backstreets. I'm going to eliminate that one. It just plods along to me. It's not my favorite on Born to Run. It's not my favorite Springsteen song. It's not even close. So that one we'll eliminate. Rock and roll band has this great cheesiness about, you know, like they're just writing about themselves trying to make it and whatever. But it's such a good rock and roll song. Little name dropping of Boston, name dropping of Hyannis, whatever. What other Massachusetts, you know, cities and towns can we name? But it's a good song, and I would have said if you would stop there, I would have picked Boston. But man, the crunge came in, and I forgot how good a song that was. With Bonham and John Paul Jones just driving that thing, like Pat, to your point, like you could just see Bonham just like getting into it so much. This is so tough because I like both songs so much. I'm going the crunge on it. I'm going with Zeppelin.
One for the crunge. Dave Fistini, what do you got?
So here's the thing. I sometimes like to pretend or think that maybe in another life I was an A&R guy for like a record label.
How fun would that be, right?
Would be awesome. Well, back when music didn't suck, it would have been great.
Yeah, when we could hit a little of the nose cane, right? That's what you're talking about. I get it.
And I imagine, you know, CBS, and there were CBS records, right? Boston. I imagine them, or Epic or whatever, listening to this album going, I mean, like every track now, even though they're behind, but every track has just been amazing. And I imagine that the A&R guy thinking, they're never going to be able to match this again. Like, how could you ever match the quality of these songs, how great these songs are on another album? But anyway, it's great. It's great, right? It's the typical love song. It's the typical love song to your, you know, your home city. And I like this one. I like this one a lot. Possibly more than the others at this point. I mean, the Springsteen, good Lord. Is that Meatloaf? Is that a Steinman song that I am listening to? Jesus, replace his voice with Meatloaf. It's a Meatloaf song. Good Lord. I can wait for that to be over. But the crunge, see, this is tough because I don't know whether to vote for my personal favorite or what I believe is the better song. Because the crunge again is a personal Zeppelin favorite of mine. One that you didn't necessarily hear on the radio, but you still loved.
Correct.
Well, go with our Desert Island. You can only hear one of these songs for the rest of your life.
Well, then it's going to be the Crunch. Yeah, right. It's Zeppelin then.
Can I make a quick point too? After your vote has been cast, is there
another remote instrument that we missed somewhere?
No, not at all. Not at all. You bring up a really good point. I think we talked about this on the Cars episode as well. Is don't you think the A&R guy was like, "Hey, Boston, can we hold a few of these songs
exactly.
for the next album?
Like time out, like, guys. Can we save a couple of these?
This is so good. Here's the fourth song, and here comes the fifth song, and sixth. Yep. Time out, guys. Like,
right.
Where's your 'I'm in touch with your world'?
Right.
Yeah, Boston's swinging for the fences every time.
Yeah, and maybe they thought they had no chance after this. They were like, "We're putting it all out here."
I love that Backstreet song, but maybe because I do like Meatloaf, But again, it's early Meatloaf, and Bat too, and later stuff, and everything. Okay, but he's telling a story there too, and I always have liked Backstreets. I just want to say that up front.
Okay.
The Crunch is more like a jam outtake to me. It always felt like not like a real song. It's cool and I like it. But
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
It sounds like a jam. So like I'm always like, yeah, I mean it's a song, but
like they started playing it and the guys in the booth were like, well, quick, start recording this. It's really good.
But yeah, as far as verse, chorus, bridge, I got to go with Rock and Roll Band is getting my vote here, and it's funny too. Rock and Roll Band and 10th Avenue Freeze Out are kind of similar in tone in the fact that they're both telling the story kind of the band. Yeah. So there we have it, and it's wild to me. I thought this was going to be a Boston knockout round, and then Schneier shocked me, and then you shocked me too. But I'm glad. I like how it's going.
Isn't this the one where it ends with the dude going, "Where's that confounded bridge?"
Oh,
love it.
The Crunch ends like that.
Yeah, the Crunch.
I think you're right.
Where's that confounded bridge?
All right, so
they didn't mind seeing it. Yeah.
Let's add it up here. We got Boston has two. Springsteen has 1, 2, 3, 4. And Zeppelin now has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So Zeppelin is in the lead right now. All right. Moving on to round 5. Oh, boy. Don't even try to think what's coming, guys. Let's just enjoy it. So far, Boston has been losing, but still smoking.
Well, nice. That was a nice one too.
That's a little of that A&R guy stuff happening there. A little smoking, a little token. Yeah, right. We know where you're coming from, Jersey Festini.
Oh boy.
All right. Brace yourselves.
Machines sprung from cages on high.
And here comes a little Led Zeppelin. Dancing Days. That's a quick round for me because those songs all really get right into it pretty quickly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And another example of a Zeppelin song where I don't think they ever say the title.
No.
So that's why
don't they say it right at the beginning?
They say it right away.
Oh, they do. Here again. All right. Okay. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
That's an epic fail.
Wow.
You said they never say it. It's the first thing they say.
I believe it's the first two words.
That's got to be. That's the very definition of an epic fail. There's no way they say that.
There's no way.
There's no way they say it. Nope.
Well, I meant like not in the chorus. I mean, I did say never.
Backpedal like, now.
Fine. I was trying to help all of you.
I love a good backpedal.
Jesus.
All right. That's an odd round. Dave Fastini, take it away.
That's me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think this is where, not that it's a bad song, but this might be where Boston starts to slip a little. Smoking's okay, but it's kind of formulaic to me. Born to Run, as much as I've heard it, living in the state of New Jersey, all the time, never takes a day off, that song. I enjoy it. Incredible glockenspiel work in this song.
Are you just starting to write down other instruments on a piece of paper somewhere?
You know he is. Saying this?
It's in there. You got to listen. Subtle, but it's in there. I enjoy that. Dancing Days is another like album track favorite. I like dancing. I can remember like Dancing Days is one of those when you pop the cassette in your car and you're driving with the windows down or maybe up because you're in New Jersey. I don't know. And you're rocking out to Zeppelin. I love Dancing Days, but I'm going to shock everyone here.
Oh, my God. Is this happening?
Again, this is like another one of those situations where I go with my personal favorite or what I think is the better song. Born to Run. As much as it's a love-hate relationship that I have with that song, is great. Born to Run's a great tune. It's a really, really good song. And I'm going with Springsteen again. Mark it down.
All right. I just did. And it is 10:03 a.m. on Sunday, March 16th, 2025. Now, look, Dave, were you joking? Because there is a glockenspiel in Born to Run.
No, I heard it. I heard it when we listened to it. I just guessed that it was the glockenspiel.
It absolutely is. Danny Fabrizi plays organ and glockenspiel. And by the way, that's Ernest Carter on drums on Born to Run. That is not Max Weinberg.
Really?
Really?
Yes, because Born to Run's the only song on the album that has a different producer than the rest of the band. Than the rest of the album. Mike Appel, who was Bruce's shitty manager at the time, He gets a producer credit on that. So mailbox money all day long to Mike Appel.
Wow.
But yeah. And so I think that's the only track too that features some different musicians.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Definitely a different drummer on that. And David, is it Sanchez? He plays piano and Fender Rhodes piano and synthesizer on that. And Roy Bittan is not on that track, is not on Born to Run.
Wow.
Yeah. Max and Roy are not on that track. So just some trivia or whatever.
They just had to play it for the rest of their lives.
For the rest of their lives, knowing that they weren't getting residuals from that one. Dave Schneier, what do you got for us?
It's another tough round. I actually like Smokin'. I think it's, yeah, it whatever you want to call it, if it's too generic of a rock song, it does what it says. It's a smoking tune. It's fantastic. I mean, again, song after song on this album, like, let's hold something back, boys. But it's hard for that song to compete with the other two. We didn't get to the best part of Born to Run either. It's Clarence's solo is fantastic. It's just, it cooks is what it does. And because of that, I'm going to go with Born to Run.
All right.
I smell a knockout.
You might be having, well, it's either a knockout or you're having a stroke. Does the knockout smell like toast? Because
it's like burnt toast
to the ER. It is a knockout round.
There we go.
I mean, it's kind of hard to beat Born to Run. Smoking is great. It's Jim Carrey's favorite song, I'm sure.
Smoking.
Wow. Yeah.
That was a reach.
Now you might feel better now after your dancing days comment. Now that I did that. Maybe I'm the dumb.
Thank you for trying to take it.
I don't think you should.
I love smoking. I love Dancing Days too. It's such a cool groove.
Yeah.
In that guitar riff, and I keep wanting to comment on. These are all remastered versions of these CDs that we've been listening. But Zeppelin, I love when you hear fingers slide on an acoustic guitar. I just love that so much, and that wasn't in Dancing Days, but it was on some of the other tracks. Anyway. After five rounds, Bruce 7, Zeppelin 6, and Boston 2. Now, let me make sure that adds up correctly. 7 and 6 is 13, 14, 15, 3. Yeah, yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Bruce, but look, Boston could still pull it out here. It's still not out of their hands. And what's weird to me is so far, Boston is probably the most consistent of these three albums.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet, song for song, the way we do it here, don't add us.
Credit to Kelly for an incredible matchup.
Yeah,
yes,
really.
Yeah, incredible matchup. All right, here we go. Now, this is a warning to anyone who lives in New Jersey. All right? What Boston is going to sing about here is something you do not want to do in New Jersey, and that is hitch a ride. Don't do it.
There's night in New York City. Smoke like water runs inside. Steel out of trees to pity every living thing that's died.
Hitch a Ride by Boston, track 6. All right, let me cue up Springsteen. I almost said Bruce Springsteen. I said Bringsteen. What is Bruce bringing in to round 6? He's going to tell us about a girl, and he thinks she's the one.
And the secret places that no one can fill.
Here we go.
With her hands on her hips, oh, and that smile on her lips, because she knows that it kills me. With her step and scream standing in that door like a dream, I wish she'd just leave me alone. Shine like a moon.
up here a little bit.
She's the one. Now, this song that Led Zeppelin's bringing in, someone told me that it's not pronounced Dire Maker.
It's, I thought I'd heard that it's, did it, it's, but like, did you make her?
Yeah.
I think that's what I had heard.
All right. How do you guys say it in general conversation?
Dire Maker.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
It's, it comes up a lot.
It's never in conversation, but when it does.
Just last week at work, we were in a meeting.
Was it?
And you said, guys, can I interject, please? It's spelled D apostrophe Y E R. M-A-K apostrophe E-R. And this is Digimaker. Here we go. Gonna say Dire or did you or anything in that song, but it's
nope.
It's a great one. Dave Schneier, what do you got for us?
It's not Hitching a Ride. It's a good song, but it's not Hitching a Ride. She's the one. I like it. I'll get roasted by Festini on this one, because as I normally do when I try to make a comparison here. First of all, I love the didgeridoo in the song. I think it was fantastic. There we go. It has a little bit of early Billy Joel feel to it. Mm. Yeah, exactly. You disagree. You're an idiot, but that's okay. But it's a fine song, but boy, that Zeppelin song is great. Going down to the islands a little bit with them. Just a different kind of groove to the song than they have on the other tracks. It's a cool song, actually. And it changes sort of the dynamic of the album, where you've got a lot of like acoustic to heavy rock or just some straight ahead stuff this changes it up a little bit. And I like that about it. So we're going with Zeppelin on this one.
All right. Dave Festini, that's one for, Did You Make Her? What do you got for us?
With Boston, it's not a great idea to hitch a ride in New York City either. You know, it's nice. It's a change of pace from the other tracks. Congratulations to John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band for changing a couple of notes and making that Bruce Springsteen song a major hit.
Yeah.
And with Zeppelin, excuse me, yeah, a kind of a change, a little calypso, right?
Yeah,
beat to that. It's another banger from Zeppelin. You know, I gotta go Zeppelin here. Really, the other two don't. I mean, maybe Hitch a Ride maybe gave it a little bit of a run for its money, but it's Did You Make Her, Dire Maker, whatever you want to call it, for me.
All right, and for me, Hitch a Ride, that slide whistle is too buried in the mix. So
yeah, sure.
Otherwise, sure. I would love it. Hitch a Ride and She's the One almost feel like they're cleansing a little palate in the sequencing. Dire Maker is just a killer. It's a knockout round. I mean, how can you not go with that song? It's one of my favorites on the album. And so at the end of six rounds, let me give Zeppelin three hashtag marks here, whatever you call them. What do you call it when you're doing like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4? What do you call those?
Slash?
Slash.
You put a slash through?
All right. That's what we'll call it. Sure. Led Zeppelin, 9. Bruce Springsteen, 7. Okay. Boston, 2.
It's just going back and forth with these two now.
Now.
Sorry, Boston.
Boston's like, what do we got to do? We created the perfect AOR rock album.
Yeah, right. Wow, are you kidding me? Uh-huh. If Boston wins every vote for the rest of this show, they will be in second place.
Good Lord.
All right, just so you know.
Okay.
So, round seven. Here comes Boston with Something About You. Oops. Hold on now. I can't do it without hearing the bell. My fault. Here we go. Let's try again.
There we go.
There we go. Now it makes sense to me. Oh, and then the song stopped.
What the fuck? Sure.
Austin's just pissed off at this point.
Yeah, they really are.
That is Boston with Something About You. Round seven of eight. Here comes Bruce. Now look, this I'm going to tell you people in Jersey, especially, be careful at night when you're in a convenience store and when you're going, across the river, all those things. Just be careful. Stuff can happen. Bad stuff can go down. This is meeting across the river. Is terrible right now. He just doesn't know what he's listening to.
Daddy, can you lend me a few bucks tonight? Can you get us a ride? Gotta make it through the tunnel. Got a meeting with a man on the other side. Daddy, this guy, he's the real thing. So if you wanna come along, you gotta promise. You won't say anything. Cause this guy don't dance. The word's been passed. This is our last chance.
All right. Couple of guys down on their luck. They need to
torch song there. Good Lord.
Fast cash. He never sings Meeting Across the River.
You sure?
Although he does, I don't think he does. Although he makes an album called The River later in his career. All right, here's Zeppelin. Do not ask them for change on the street because they have got.
Oh boy.
Oh no. Jesus.
Here it is.
Look, I'm making these up as I go on.
Clearly. Really? You're kidding.
No, right off the top of my head, Dave. Did you think I pre-wrote these? I didn't. Again, do not ask them for change on the street.
No, sir.
They have got no quarter.
No quarter. There it is. There it is.
So fucking stupid. 7 minutes and 3 seconds of this.
Sure is.
Ooh. rock and peace, John Bonham, who is just pacing right now in the control booth.
What is this shite? Good spot for it.
Three and a half minutes in. Let me jump a little bit.
Devil mops there every stair.
That's 5 minutes in right now, guys.
That's good. I think we've got the gist of the song.
All right. There we go. Round seven. Something About You by Boston. Meeting Across the River, Bruce Springsteen. And No Border by Led Zeppelin. This is a odd round. Festini gets the first say for the last time this episode. What do you got for us, Dave?
You know, this is the first round, I think, where I don't have a clear favorite because I don't love any of them. I mean, the Boston song's okay. The Springsteen song, woof. You want to talk now? This is your Billy Joel comparison.
Yeah.
If you're looking for bad Billy Joel, like a song that he was like, you know, we're not putting that one on the album because it sucks. The Zeppelin thing, you know, it's their trippy. It's not necessarily one I would again select to play but it certainly has its place on the full album experience. So I think I'm going to go Zeppelin with this one.
Wow. Holy crap. I was not expecting that.
No,
I wasn't. No quarter, no song.
Well, you know, it's its own. It's like it's trippy.
Yeah,
it's almost Pink Floydish.
Yeah.
Until the vocal comes in.
Yeah, man. When you were an A&R guy with the weed and the toot, and this thing came on,
you bet.
Toot.
You bet. A lot of toot for this song. In a
back room at Studio 54, and this thing came on.
7 minutes of tooting.
Yeah. Dave Schneider, what do you got for us? Something About You, Meeting Across the River. Hey, Eddie, can you get us a few bucks? And No Quarter.
This is the weakest round that we've had.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
This is the weakest round. They're all sort of toss-away songs, and the Boston one sounds all too much like Peace of Mind and Rock and Roll Band, and I get it. I'm not trying to, like, take away from the formula that made this such a great album, right? But it just, you get to this song and you're like, wait a minute, didn't I just hear that three songs ago?
Yeah.
What was the name of the Springsteen song? I don't remember
what it was. Meeting Across the River.
Okay.
We gotta go across the river.
Meet across the river and get shanked.
Don't talk. I don't dance.
Shanked. They throw me in the river afterwards because I'm listening to this song. It's not a good song. I don't like it.
No, sir.
And the Zeppelin song, to Dave's point, fits on this album just fine, right? They went to India or whatever, and they were like, let's hang out with the Hare Krishna and whatever else, Hare Krishnas and whatever. Doesn't matter how they made it or whatever, and it fits on the album just fine. But I'm going to go against
the official backstory of this song
I'm giving you. And then they played some kazoos, and it was great. The reason I'm voting against it for the reason that Dave voted for it is... It fits on the album, but if I'm listening to one song on a desert island, out of these three, I'm listening to Boston. So my vote is actually for Boston on this one.
What if you ate some toxic berries on the island?
That's where I just went right now. I just went downstairs and got some toxic berries. So hopefully I can make it through the whole rest of the recording.
All right. No quarter, like as I said, it's just a hippie, dippy, trippy thing that I will listen to in the car when it comes up, but I will not pick up the needle and move it to that song.
That's fair.
In that song.
Yep.
Meeting Across the Rivers, I'm making fun of it. I don't hate it, but I'm not fucking picking it. So, and I do like Something About You, even though it does sound like everything else on the album. I've always liked that song. So that round goes to Boston, and nothing for Springsteen. So let me, Boston, look at Boston. They're making some moves, guys. They've got four.
No, they're not.
All right. And,
Zeppelin 10, Springsteen 7,
ooh,
and Boston 4. Oh, so if it's a knockout round for Springsteen, it's a tie with Boston. And let's find out what happens. It's going to be interesting. What did I want to say? Did I want to say something else about these songs? Can't remember. I do not have Born to Run on vinyl. I said I did. I have Born in the USA. Hmm. I would definitely buy Born to Run on vinyl. Well, maybe not after this episode. I don't know. But no, I would. I would buy it. The prize for this episode will be, I'll go on Amazon and see which of these albums is cheapest on vinyl. And that'll be what I'll send you, I think. Unless they're in the 30s. Forget. I think all these albums are like low 20s on Amazon.
I hope
vinyl. So. Hopefully it's the winner. Hopefully I'll send you the winner. But okay, round 8. Here we go. Again, Boston has 4. On paper, you wouldn't think that. Bruce has 7. Zeppelin has 10. Is it anyone's ball game? It's actually not. Boston can't win. Here we go. Boston's going to close it out with Let Me Take You Home Tonight. And that will not be the win. They will not be taking the win home tonight.
I'm really kind of shy, but I get this feeling whenever you walk by. I don't wanna down you, I wanna make you high. If you could see your way to me, come on and let me try. Let me take you home tonight.
Oh, I'm going to show you some sweet delight.
Sweet delight.
All right. One more rockin' piece today. Lots of rockin' pieces. And I don't know how to say his last name. The drummer from Boston, Sib Hashian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sib Hashian, who is I've said it before on the show. He is he was the father-in-law of The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That was his father-in-law. He's married to
Really?
Yeah, married to Sib's daughter. And the reason I know this is because that HBO show, The Ballers.
Yeah.
I think that used to come on before Game of Thrones, maybe. So, and we watched Game of Thrones, but not Ballers. But one night we turned it on early and Ballers was ending. And at the end it said, the episode was dedicated to Sib. And I'm like, well, why is that? That's strange. And then I looked it up. So that's how I know it. That's how I know all my things. I look it up. All right.
Good way to do it.
Thank you, Dave. Bruce is coming in with an epic 9 minutes and 35 second track called Jungle Land. Right out of the box for Steve. You don't like the violin?
Well, I'm sure Dave does.
Slick machine over a Jersey state line. Barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge, drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain. The rat pulls in the town, rolls up his pants to get
Together they take a stab at no mass and disappear down Flamingo Lane. Will a maximum lawman run down Flamingo chasing her in a barefoot girl?
A maximum lawman, people. He's important. He's the maximum lawman. If he's
how did up in, maybe I missed them, but like how did up in more parodies of Springsteen just telling stories?
Well, we got on the Traveling Wilburys, we get Tweeter and the Monkey Man. I believe that was Dylan writing a parody.
A parody of Springsteen.
I really do. All right. Oy. Here we go. I don't know if Zeppelin says these two words within the song, but this is the ocean.
Oh yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
They say it?
We've done four already, but now we're steady, and then they win. One, two, three, four.
Right, Schneier.
Yeah.
Are you going to let someone take you home tonight?
I hope so.
Or are you going to go to Jungle Land, or are you going to jump in the ocean? What are you going to do?
Nice. The Boston song is fine. It's fine. But it's not going to get my vote. It can't match up with the other two. The other two are, I think, epic songs.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
I think Jungle Land is a perfect album closer. It just, and I feel like when they toured for this album, I don't know, you know, set list wise, but I could see it being the last one of the set or the last one before an encore or whatever. But like, it's just, it's a fantastic song.
Great theme to walk out during. Sorry.
You want to wait for your turn there?
I'm sorry.
Slappy? Okay.
Sorry.
Come on.
I know your feeling on this. Okay.
I'll get to the car quicker.
But I like it a lot. Land. I think it's a great, great song, but the ocean is maybe in my top three songs of Zeppelin of all time. It's a perfect song for me by Zeppelin. It is so, so good. We didn't even get to the best part of it, right? Na 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 na, and then all the voices come in, and then it just boom again. Just it's a hell of a closing song, better than Jungle Land as a closer. So my vote,
which isn't hard,
is shut up. My vote is for Led Zeppelin.
All right, there we go. Boom, the ocean. Okay, Festini, now you get to run your trap.
Oh, listen, take you home. What is it? Whatever it is, take your home.
Let me take you home tonight.
Let me take you home tonight,
Mama. Yeah, it's all right.
Like, it's all right. It starts to enter like Anchorman, like, you know, I feel like it was left off the Anchorman soundtrack.
Oh, that's
Afternoon Delight.
That's good.
Yeah. God, Jungle Land. Good Lord. Come on, man. We could all write it. Here's my Jungle Land. I woke up this morning and I got my kids and we went to the Boonton Coffee. And, you know, like,
I'd listen to that. I would absolutely listen to that song.
Is that a mother cover? Is that original mother cover song?
God, Jesus, it's just so, oh God, it's the worst.
Wow.
Nothing was beating the ocean. I don't care what you were bringing to the table. Nothing's beating the ocean. If you get sampled by the Beastie Boys, you're good to go. And it's a classic and it's awesome. Zeppelin 100%.
All right. So that's two for Zeppelin. I mean, nothing I can do can change the outcome of this episode. So I'm just going to talk about these three songs.
Okay.
Let Me Take You Home Tonight. I've said this before too, but you know, sometimes we get new listeners. They haven't heard everything, so they don't know all my stupid stories. when I was a teenager, and it was a Friday or Saturday night, and I was getting ready to go to either a high school dance or a YMCA dance, this was like my hype song. Not because I wasn't taking anyone home. I wasn't taking anyone home and showing them sweet delight. This was my song. Like, I was like, hopefully the girl I asked to dance will dance with me, you know, all that kind of thing. You know, as I'm putting the hairspray in, parting it down the middle, you know, all that stuff. This is what would get me ready for the dance. So I do love Let Me Take You Home Tonight. I really do.
By the way, Pat, that story is sweet delight for all of us.
Thank you.
Is what that is.
And then we would get to the dance and goddamn Mark Figarelli.
Bastard.
Big fucking Fig Mark. Had a fucking full mustache.
Big Italian, Fig.
Big Fig. He would like many slow dances would go by and I still wouldn't have asked the girl. Cause you know, you're nervous.
Right.
You're going to get your, you know, you don't want to put yourself out there when you're 14. Mm-hmm. And so finally Figarelli would say every time, if you don't ask her this next time, I'm going to. And I was like, fuck. And then I would.
Big Fig.
And well, there you go.
Boy, now that
happy ending. I thought Big Fig was a dick.
No.
Sounds like a good dude.
Oh, because the way it started out, he was going to ask everybody. Out,
he was like,
kiss all the ladies with his mustache,
blocking everybody.
Give him a ride. Show him sweet delight on that mustache.
give him a ride.
Oh, Jesus. Now but let me tell you this: Big Fig in 2025. That mustache and that hairline did not hold up. Okay. So anyway, a little bit of a mess. Okay. Let me,
a little bit of a mess.
Jungle Land. I love Jungle Land.
Stop it. No, you don't.
When I heard this, I had never heard a song like this before. Just an epic story. And just, you know, I just had never heard anything like Jungle Land before. So I love Jungle Land. This was the hardest round for me. I'm not even kidding. This was very difficult.
Wow.
But then, when the ocean kicked in, then it just washed the other two songs away. So that's another knockout round. And we end with Zeppelin, Lucky 13, Bruce, Unlucky 7, and Boston, Foreplay.
Ooh.
So that's it. And I got to be honest, I did not think, starting out, I did not think Led Zeppelin would win, even though I didn't think Bruce would win either, because we have the Fistini factor here that's not going to let that happen.
I voted twice.
But yeah, for me on paper, it was going to be Boston, which I still think is the most, in my opinion, the most consistent album top to bottom. And yet here we are. That's how it happened. So Kelly Cruz, excellent.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely.
Really good.
Let me tell you the knockout rounds again. Zeppelin had 1, 2, 3 knockout rounds with Over the Hills and Far Away, Did You Make Her, and The Ocean. So that pretty much seals the deal when you get three knockout rounds in any fight.
Especially with only 8 songs.
Exactly. Springsteen had... let me see something. Springsteen had 2 knockout rounds with 10th Avenue Freeze Out and Born to Run. And Boston had no knockout rounds, correct? Yep, none.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah.
No knockout rounds. You would think More Than a Feeling or Peace of Mind would be a knockout, but it's not. Nope. All right. So that's where we end. Guys, always fun. This was a great one.
Yeah, great one.
Zeppelin won. I don't even, what should I play out with? I don't know. Maybe I'll, what album follows... oh, it's Presence, right? That's the next album?
I think so.
All right. I'll play Achilles Last.
What thing. Album is... What? It wasn't on an album. It was an outtake. The one that... Hey, What Can I Do?
Oh,
that
that's wasn't... from Led Zeppelin 3. Okay, I'll give that some love. That'll be the playout song.
There you go.
This is not on any album. And how is that not on an album?
Right.
Probably the,
so maybe, good.
Maybe the best B-side of all time.
Yeah.
Now, my only disappointment with this episode is none of these songs had any Vibra Slap in it.
So, maybe shocked. Next time.
All right. Dave Schneier, promote Dave's mixtape for us and tell us where we can find you. Are you on Blue Sky?
I am on Blue Sky. I'm on basically every social media channel there is, just because. Dave's Mixtape. You can find it on any of my social media handles at Dave Schneier. I haven't written anything in a while. I was on vacation last week, so I didn't get a chance to do any writing. What was that snooty little look you gave me there, Festini?
Wow, mean. Just mean.
Really vacationed.
Yeah. It's good for you. Today.
Anybody ask you about your vacation? I'm sorry.
Wow. God, you're so fucking mean.
Listen, I am. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
Clearly. Yeah, that's because
you moved. You don't know what room your bed's in.
It's true.
I went on a rant about some poor woman at the coffee shop with my kids. They're like, you're on the wrong side of old. And I was like, well, you know, man.
It's the name of it's the name of Mother Cover's next album, by the way.
Wrong side of old.
Wrong side of old. Anyway,
going.
I'll do some writing soon. I've got a couple mixtapes coming up. The worst cover songs. I've got a full playlist of that and a couple other things. So thanks for checking it out.
Worst cover songs. Maybe that's our next Patreon episode. Worst cover songs.
Yeah,
because I know you sent us a text and I don't. Yeah. I couldn't think. I didn't answer because I. There's a lot of bad ones.
So. I was the throes of moving, and I never answered. It's true. I'm a terrible person.
All right. Festini, you're not on Blue Sky yet.
I'm not. I can't. Another social. I just.
Get rid of Twitter and go to Blue Sky so I can tag you in these posts.
I guess. But yeah, I'm around. I'm on at DFestini on Twitter, X, and Facebook. Would just search my name. I don't know. I'm just moving.
You're at one. You're at wannabe A&R guy. Two.
Yes, I should make that up. That should be my name.
That'll be your Blue Sky account.
Yeah.
So great. On Blue Sky, I am personally at Pat Francis. Not a lot of activity there yet. And we are at Rock Solid Podcast. And then on Instagram, at Rock Solid Show, where I post the album of the day. The month of March is Fleetwood March, because M-A and C are in the word March. So I've been listening to all the Fleetwood Mac albums. And I'm done with them now, so now I got to move into the solo Fleetwood Mac artists to close out the month. Anyway, who cares? Who gives a fuck? Led Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy is our winner today. Thanks again to Kelly Cruz. The next Patreon episode to drop is going to be deep cuts from the 60s, and then the next one I'm going to ask you to participate in is going to be worst cover songs. As suggested by Dave Schneier, patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast is where you can win prizes. Again, I'm going to give away one vinyl album this week. Hopefully Houses of the Holy is inexpensive and that will be the one you get. And with that, thank you guys. And
thank you.
Enjoy. Thank you. Hey, what can I do?
Yep.
All right. That's it. Bye, everybody.
So fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. She won't be true now. I got a woman stay drunk all the time. I said I got a little woman and she won't be true. On Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord, but when my little girl looks so fine. In the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep a searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I got a warm ball all day. I got a warm, she won't be true, no. I got a warm, stay drunk all the time. The men will play guitar, sit a drinking and remember the time.
midnight shift. She fall around all the time. I guess it's just one thing to left for me to do. Gonna pack my bags and move on my way. Cause I got a word mind share of what I thought.
Clearly, I'm in a new location.
Sounds yep. great.
Does it?
There's a little bit of an echo.
Well, all right. The echo, I can't do anything about. I'm in an empty basement, Dave, but thanks for pointing it out.
Anything I can do about that? Lay some carpet down. That'll help.